Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, it's Sam Wolfson. So I know we've been away for a little while and we are coming back soon with Series 3 proper. But right now I'm standing in the middle of the Abbot Hall in Manchester. We're just packing up from the Vice Census Live, which is a big live show we did here as part of Manchester International Festival. And right now you're going to get to hear a little bit of that. It was panels, it was comedy, and it was really good fun. So here's what it sounded like.
How you doing, Abbot Hall? You all look very excited, and you should be. My name is Fred McPherson, and I'm here to introduce you to what people are already calling the highlight of this year's MIF Vice Census Live. For decades, young people have been ignored systematically by political parties, by Brexit, by the media, by festival lineups. Their lives aren't recorded in a meaningful way. The government will ask you whether your house is semi-detached, but not how much rent you might be paying to your crooked landlord. Your ethnicity, but not whether you're into sportswear or straight edge. Your earnings bracket, but not what scares you more, failure or loneliness. A month ago, something monumental happened. Ed Sheeran dropped Galway Girl, changed the game forever. And then the general election took us all by surprise. Young people spoke up and the UK listened, or started listening, or started pretending to listen. And that was just the beginning. Today we plan to go much deeper and get into the hearts and minds of what makes young people in this country tick. How many people here voted in last year's referendum? Most, about 70%. Okay, well, that's what we're going to be talking about in our next panel. Turnout in elections, especially young people, and how that's started to change over the last few years. So I'd like to introduce, next up, Michael Bruta, who's a professor of political science and leads the world's largest initiative focusing on the study of electoral psychology. He's conducted two major studies into the votes of young people in both last year's EU membership referendum and this year's general election. So make some noise for Michael Bruta.
I think the narrative is generally true that young people didn't used to vote very much. The part of the narrative that is not true is the part that you did not mention, which is that most people thought that young people were apathetic, and that was never the case. What was really the case was that young people were so disgruntled by the political offer that they couldn't be bothered to vote. And I think that in the last two big votes that we had, both the referendum last year and the general election this year, young people finally thought that they needed, if you want, to mobilize and to go to vote.
Marks out of 10. 10.
Nothing to complain about at all.
It's intriguing. Obviously, like, there's loads of like super divisive conversations going on about Brexit and politics.
I'm sure you didn't spend £5 on your Saturday to come and listen to me talk about Thatcher. Sorry about that. But there is a place in England which isn't filled with darkness, which is actually filled with more joy than you could ever imagine. Now, Adigaland is by far and away the greatest place I've ever visited in my life. It's a theme park, but not in the conventional way that you would see a theme park. Mostly theme parks, you go into Thorpe Park, there's bins filled with wasps and slush puppies, and there's children who are trying to stab you in the inside of your leg because you pushed in front of them at the Colossus, and there's so many queues everywhere, and even though you've got the fast track, there's a queue for the fast track as well. It's a nightmare. But you go to Diggerland, and it's just smooth sailing. It's smooth sailing all the way. And there's small diggers. I don't know if you... Can you see the duck? Can you guys see the duck on the bottom? So you can do like a pick-up-the-duck sort of situation with the thing. This duck actually looks like it's been involved in some horrendous sort of BP oil slick disaster off the Gulf of Mexico, sadly. But there's also big diggers.
Society's fault. There's people on the van dying. Just open your mind and just look. Just open a book and pray for your luck. Left hook, right hook, and there ain't no lives that I took. Like if you wanna start a war, I'll walk away and leave them guys shook. For no time for fake mates. Your G's will be slicing about that they're slicing a piece of cake. Just wait and they be your mates. Your bows and your sisters turn into snakes, holes on the bitches. Fuck sake, fuck the hate, but the world is a lie, get baked. Yo, this world is a mess. Teenagers posting pics of the dicks and girls on her chest. To get a few likes on their Insta, love, just give it a rest. Low it, Aspen is the best. So don't push me to the test. 170k on my Insta, not my fault that you got less. So get on your bike. Aspen, so get on your hype. It's wild when I jump on the mic. So I'm that Blackpool bitch. So stop your crap real quick. And if the haters wanna chat shit, bad bit, you'll get smacked in your lips. So get a few bars on my nose. Titanic, you sink, I got a boat. You try, get big, I'll be planning the holes. Aspen, she'll die for a vote. So bear man, say that they after me. Without me, it's a catastrophe. Aspen is a masterpiece. No, don't be mad at me. This ain't the last of me. And no, this ain't the past of me. It has to be, it has to be. Look. Yeah. Going in. Look. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not stupid, but I feel stupid. Called that February, no, I'm not keeping. I'm improving. Hashtag new shit, talk to me properly. I'm moving. Don't fuck with me, I'm not losing. Flow 6, Sophie, Aspen, I'm booming. Fit me or not, that's your choosing. Don't talk cast, cause they'll be bruising. You sound old, Dominic. Egg beans on toast, Benedict. You're not a queen like me, you're from Job Seekers. Jelly bee, me, John Benefit. So girls, put down your makeup. No wonder why you always make up. High bars looking like slugs. I like race the complete wrong shape, love. But now we'll stop the gas. We won't lie, yeah, we'll talk facts. I'll teach my class, but Aspen, she won't last. Yeah.
Oh, another person we got in the house. Lawrence, the most retired man alive. So if you go through this, we'll go from the top. Firstly, Lawrence has searched his own name to find his Facebook profile. We got a picture of a bird of prey soaring over mountains, new lease of life. Picture of him on a horse, that's a very retired thing to do. That was probably day one or two after the retirement. Got the gold watch, get the fuck on a horse. He's changed where he works to happily retired. Facebook can't deal with this, so he's asking the question, what is your position? What does that mean?
Talk me through what you thought of Joel and his Facebook commentary.
I thought it was really interesting. I also thought it was quite brave that so many people wanted to put themselves up for potential public humiliation. And I thought it was a nice touch of, like, again, engaging backwards to the audience as well.
Were there any of the profiles that you were like, oh, yeah, I've seen that one before?
Probably the wholesome guy with his fiancé and the dog.
Is that you two?
No. But I have seen a lot of it on my Facebook.
So starting from the right, we've got Hassan Akkad, who arrived in Europe as a refugee from Syria in 2015 and somehow managed to strap a GoPro to himself you had an incredibly perilous journey to get to this country. When you set foot in Europe, do you remember what your first thought was?
My first thought, it was that I didn't feel welcomed at all. It was really? 2015 and we landed on Lesbos. Before we set foot on the Lesbos island, we were attacked by Greek marine forces trying to cross the Aegean. And our boat, they broke the engine and they literally pointed a gun at us as we were trying to cross from Turkey to Greece. So immediately I was like, oh wow, we're not welcomed here.
Were you prepared for that kind of response?
Not at all, because I thought people knew what's going on. I mean, I was naive enough to think that people in Europe probably know what's going on in Syria. It's the worst geopolitical situation in the world. So maybe we should be treated differently. But I was naive. I was pretty naive because a gun was pointed at us trying to cross the sea. And there was an instant feeling of shock. I was quite shocked by that treatment because I thought that people will, they have watched the news, they knew what's going on, so we will be received, we will be treated differently.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole thing. It was a very nice contrast between the panels and the other exhibitions, you know, the Photoshop, the Facebook commentary and stuff.
We've been on an incredible journey today, from Syria to Diggerland via Blackpool. Thanks to all our guests who've been amazing. You've been an amazing audience. And it's been great to talk about the world as it is today. We're living in very serious times, but as MIF proves, there's so much culture to be proud of and so much life to live. The future is in your hands, so I hope you walk away from today feeling something. Good luck with the rest of your lives. Cheers.
Everyone's disappeared, so I can't do any more.
I think everyone ran
away.
Well,
hopefully we'll give you enough material.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.